International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 5. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. 1 Corinthians 3:12-13. But if anyone builds upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, grass, stubble, the work of each will become manifest, for the day will declare it, because it is revealed by fire, and the fire itself will prove each one's work, of what sort it is. In Genesis 2 we see a river of life, and in chapter 3 we see a river of fire. The flame signifies God's holiness, and the sword signifies God's righteousness. As far as God's holiness and righteousness are concerned, we should die. All those who do not allow the river of life to flow through them will have the river of fire flowing through them. Everything that will not give way to the flow of the river of life will eventually pass through the burning of the river of fire. A Christian's life, work, family, and business must all be put under the river of life. Only by allowing the river of life to flow through us will there be gold, pearl, and precious stones. Everything else is wood, grass, stubble, and dung. Not only will our work pass away, even God's own heaven and earth will be burned one day, and our own work, that is, the things that do not belong to God, will be burned away as well. Only God's life will remain forever. Everything that is not of life will be burned. Although these things may have been created by God, they do not have the life of God. As such, they will burn away. Today's reading. Today, between the river of water and the river of fire, there is a river of blood. What should have been consumed by the river of fire is merged into the river of water by passing through the river of blood. We have the river of blood to take care of everything that is of ourselves. On the one hand, we need to examine ourselves. On the other hand, after we have examined ourselves, we need to trust in the blood of the Lord. In this way we will be saved from the river of fire into the river of water. At the end of Revelation there is a city of water and there is a lake of fire. The city of water signifies God's life and holiness. It manifests God's glory. The lake of fire signifies God's righteousness, and God's glory speaks of God Himself. According to God's holiness, everything not of God and not according to His nature will be thrown into the lake of fire. The purpose of the fire is to remove that which is not holy and that which does not belong to God and is not according to God's nature. I should not ask if it is God's will for me to visit a person. Rather, I should ask if God is going with me. As long as there is an element of the self in the things that we do, we will not please God. Genuine work involves God's working with us. Before deciding on whether or not we should do something, we must first allow God to pass through our mind and will. Today there are four kinds of workers. First, there are co-workers who match the need of the ministry of God in the present age. This is a small group of people who have been dealt with by the Lord and who are in one accord. Second, there are younger co-workers who are willing to receive direction and come under the coordination of the older co-workers. They are willing to follow and to learn in humility. Third, there are those who are unwilling to submit to the senior co-workers and who do not belong to the denominations, but who are happy to remain in fellowship with us. Fourth, there are preachers and free evangelists among the denominations. Today we need the first and second kind of co-workers. Concerning the third and the fourth kind of co-workers, we can only let them choose their own pathway. God has not assigned some people to take the same way that we have, and we dare not say anything to them. Whatever their situation may be, we are here to do the work that God has committed to us. We cannot interfere with others' work, and we are not here to tear down others' work. This is the end of today's morning revival.